Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Revered elders, all members of this homely gathering. When hearts are full, they say, words are few, very few. It is absolutely beyond words to express what is there in the hearts of each and every one of us by being here today. Out of the millions who come to Bhagwan, he can look at perhaps only few of the thousands. He can talk to a few hundreds. And he can make very, very few live with him. But to all who come to him, there is one thing he always does, and that is he inspires. To all who come to him, he is all the good that we have known in our lives. He is all the grandeur, he is all the majesty, he is all the compassion, he is all the divinity we have ever known. I sometimes, because he has commanded to speak, I should at least say something. I used to wonder sometimes, many years ago, that how is it possible? Does he, like in the hostel, there was one particular person who would catch my eye. He would be very, very dedicated to his duty, very sincere, very humble. And Swami physically, and very, very foolish of me of course, physically Swami would never talk to him, very rarely. I mean, I never saw him. So I used to wonder that how come he's so inspired to work. And one day, of course, he became a teacher. And one day he told me this. He told many beautiful things. And this one incident I would just share with you. Of course, all of you would be knowing far beautiful things. But it showed me how Bhagwan can inspire even those whom he doesn't look at. He inspires every person. So he was saying that one day he was sitting in the portico, and Swami was in the mandir giving a beautiful discourse. And he was listening. But what happened was, few places away from him, he saw a boy. And that boy, listening to Swami's words, was just crying, simply weeping. So he noticed that and he said, "My, so much of love he has. He's just listening to Swami's voice and he's crying." And then all the negative thoughts came into him. And he said, that what is there? There's no love in my heart. So much time I have stayed here. I have not developed that faculty to love him. And like that, his mind went away somewhere. And full discourse after that, he just didn't listen. The Swami sang a bhajan also, but his mind was somewhere else. You know, once depression or something catches you, it is very difficult to leave that. So after the discourse, in a daze sort of, he went to the canteen, and before he's a very light eater, so he just went to the bakery to buy one bun. And then you know how it is in Parthi, they just keep a bun on the piece of paper and then they wrap it up like that and give it. So he took that and he went to the canteen, sat down, he said his prayers and opened his eyes. At the same time, he removed his hand which was holding the paper together. And the paper, it rolled out in that fashion, and what he saw struck him like a bolt from the blue, literally. It was written in bold print, "Dream that you can love and you will. Dream that you can love and you will." And he just stared at that. He was literally, as sir was saying, transported somewhere else into joy. And he said, "Yes, I have to just dream. I have to just dream that I can love Swami." And very excitedly, he saw the rest of the paper. He never reads newspapers. But he just saw, he removed the bun, saw the paper, and found out actually it was some advertisement for some bathroom tiles. But that particular message, that particular thing was that it really inspired him. And he said, from then on, I've never had that feeling. Like that, one does not need just this form to communicate to the thousands and thousands who come to him. He can inspire in any way. And perhaps I have spoken for some time now. I must say a few words about the feeling that is there in each and every one of us. What we have seen of Bhagwan in the past so many days is something which is totally marvelous. When you say inspiring, we've seen every, like after breakfast, Swami would come and speak. After our walk, he would come and speak. After tea, he would come and speak. After bhajans, he would come and speak. After dinner, he would speak to us from the railing here. And each time, he would say something, and somebody, he'll always inspire somebody. It is so difficult to be always like that. And Bhagwan has been inspiring each talk, each session, each look, each glance. Even when he comes out from his room on the top, every time it is something so beautiful, it is something so marvelous. Like they say, the Ganga of Gyan and Prem. There is nothing. When he bends down and picks up dust, it becomes cold. It is like that with Bhagwan. And I'm sure that our lives will not be the same again. Our lives will continue, but you will begin new chapters. Jai Sai Ram.